Welcome back to Meshivas Nefesh. Let's learn Simon Yod and Yod Aleph together. Both of them are Torah Lama Gimel and Lakut Maran. Tzarech Das, Shemelo, Kol Arat Kivoidoi, Velei Saser Ponimineh, Ve'ihu Memale, Kol Almin, Ve'soviv Kol Almin. Person must know that Hashem's honor fills the entire world, and there's no place void of Him, and He fills and surrounds the entire world. Even a person who is working with Gentiles all day cannot excuse himself and say, "Oh no, I can't serve Hashem." Machmas obvious v'gashmi yashenoy fil tamid alav. Machmas aisik sheoisik tamid imaim. Because of the work environment that's not apparently holy, and the constant workflow that's just taking up all of your time and brain space. So why can't a person excuse himself? Right? Lamaisa, the Rebbe says in other places that in his Bodilus we can excuse ourselves. We can make excuses to Hashem. But here the Rebbe is saying we can't excuse ourselves from serving the Rabbonu Shalom. Because in every single thing that we experience, that we touch, that we see, that we feel, and in every aspect of speech, in every conversation, every language, every vernacular, yachol limtzoi bohem elokuso. There is godliness there. Givelo alakuso ein lehem shum chius v'kiyum klal. What's the proof? Because if that weren't the case, and if there wasn't godliness in that thing, ein lehem shum chius v'kiyum klal, it would not exist. Rakol ma shamadrege yoser tachtona, azay lekuso yisham betzimtzum gadol umalubash b'malbushim yoser. However, the reason that I'm not mitlahev and my heart is not completely aware and hyper aware of Hashem's presence is because in this place, in the place that we're in, Hashem is enclosed in riboy halavushim. Hashem is enclosed in an extra amount of levushim. Not just the regular amount. Glalkein, tzarech sheteda, shafilu matem eshuke b'medora klipos, v'atem madrega tachtona me'od. A person should then know that even if you are in the lowest place, meshuke b'medora klipos, you are stuck in this place that's not so nice. V'atem madrega tachtona me'od. Until you have deemed yourself utterly hopeless from being close to Hashem, know that even in your place, even there, you can find Hashem. And even there, you can be mizdabek to Hashem and to do tshuva. Hashem's not far from you. You're not far from Hashem. How do we know? Because the pasuk says milo kol arts kivodo. V'leis aser ponimine, the Zohar Kadosh says there's no place void of Him, so you can't be far from Hashem. He fills and surrounds the world. So the whole concept and the thought that I'm far from Hashem is an absolute lie. Okay, so again, why do I feel far? Why have I convinced myself that I'm far? Because in your place, there's a riboy halavushim that we caused by not believing in this, by not believing in Torah Lama Gimel, by not serving Hashem. So let's try and break this down even more, bring it down on the most practical level. So if we look in the Shoresh of this Sicha, we look in Torah Lamed Gimel, there the Rebbe is really breaking down three different levels of Avodas Hashem. There the Rebbe starts off, V'aklal shatzarech levakesh shalom. Our job in the world is one thing, to be with Hashem. That's our job in the world. That's what it means that we can't excuse ourselves and say, oh no, I can't serve Hashem here. What does it mean to serve Hashem? So in Torah Lama Gimel, the Rebbe says, you know, I'll tell you what it means to serve Hashem. It means to be mivakish shalom, regardless of how incredibly successful you are, biruchnius oy begashmius, or how incredibly unsuccessful you are, biruchnius oy begashmius. Our avoda is to find Hashem, to live with being mivakish shalom, mivakish the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in every place that we go. So here we read these three different characterizations of this idea. Melo kol arts kevodo, so honor fills the world, v'leisas erponiminei, and there's no place void of Hashem, v'yu mimali kol almin v'soviv kol almin. So the Rebbe is not just repeating this idea. This is not, you know, some book that's trying to get its readers, trying to evoke a certain geschmackheit, you know, from the readership. The Rebbe is trying to bring out a certain nekuda that the shalom that we're trying to search for, and this way of serving the Rebbeinu Shalom, where there's no out, there's no way out, right? But we're happy with that, you know. We want that. We want to live with menuchas nefesh. We want to live with shalom. We want to live not being worried all the time and not being drawn in by every single ridiculous thing that catches my attention. We want our das to be clear, right? Like the sicha starts off, tzarech ladas. So there's really three levels to which a yid has to be dovuk to. Melo kol arts kevodo, which is a simple level, where a yid has to understand that he has nekudas tovos. That's it. What the Rebbe in Torah Lama Gimel calls tzorach levake shalom bein Yisrael. Right? The shalom bein Yisrael means it's the simplest level where I'm levakish Hashem in my nekudas tovos. I know I have good points. I know that I did a mitzvah today. Even if I spent the whole day chasing my kids around at the beach, I get home at night and I'm able to say, I made a bracha. That's shalom bein Yisrael. And we assume that level for every single person. Right? That's, we set the bar at zero. That's shalom bein Yisrael. Where I'm not misrachik from Hashem. Why? Because I have a nekuda tova, melo kol arts kevodo. The whole world is filled with Hashem. Why? Because I know I did a mitzvah today. I learned a little bit of Torah today. And on top of that, more than that, is the recognition and the awareness that through me looking for nekudas tovos, I have now gotten through this thick shield of riboy halavushim. And I have caused this reaction where now there is a removal of levushim in this place. Where Hashem now reveals His love for me in a much greater way in my place. Now that I was strengthening myself on the level that I'm at, which is this simple level of melo kol arts kevodo and being mevakish shalom bein Yisrael. Right? It's not just some psychological piece of advice, like, no, be positive, look at the good points. If it ends there, then we end there, then we're dead. It can't just end there. We're still going to be in this place of riboy alavushim, where we can open up Simin Yud, Yud Aleph, and Meshivas Nefesh, and close the sefer, and still come out the same, and still not be besimcha, and still not be chazak, still not walk with Hashem, and still think that Avodas Hashem is bitter. Because the second part of this Eitzah, yeah, we need to be Mevakish Shalom. L'das Shem Elo Klartz Kivodo. And I have to find Nekudas Tovos. Great. But I have to get out of the Riba Levushim. And getting out of the Riba Levushim, the Rebbe in Tartlam Gimel calls that Kfias HaYetzer. We have a Yetzer Hara that wants to be Medame to us, that wants to draw up this whole new world of dimyun and evil and heaviness and atzvos, mainly sadness, in which we are far from Hashem. Ke'ilu, we're far from Hashem. And when we take the time and we make the effort to be mevakish shalom, to put into our head the das shem elo klartz kevodo, I know that I'm doing it in a way of kfias hayetzer. I know my yetzer hara does not want me to find nekudas tovos. And when I am koife my yetzer hara, and I work to a little bit have an nekuda tova and to find my nekudas tovos, after I do that, the Rebbe says in Lama Gimel, after your person is koife as yitzro, then he's mamshich orav mila'ela, which means he's mamshich, he draws down onto himself this reality of hisma'atos ha-levushim, where the levushim go down. There's less levushim with Hashem. You are now living with kirvas Hashem. You are now aware that he is here with me, even though there's always going to be levushim, which is the ikker difference between Yisrael va'akum, is that a Yid lives with Kalim. A Yid lives with Levushim. Hashem draws Shefa down to us only in Levushim. In Emuna, in a Nekuda of Emuna. When you have a Nekuda of Emuna in a way where you're Kofes Yitzro, where you know that my Emuna is being Kofes my Yitzer Hara, and I know that my thought of Emuna is Chashiv to Hashem, and Hashem loves my thought of Emunah, then you get the Orav Mila'ela, you get the Or of Ahavas Hashem, what's called Ahavas Shebadas in Torah Lamagimel, where Hashem's love is clear to you. Right, there is no such thing as Avodas Hashem outside of just being Mechapes Hashem, being Mevakeh Shalom. Being Miskar to Hashem is the only Avodas Hashem, that's why you have no excuse. Because even if you're working amongst Goyim, and there's terrible things being spoken about there, or you're sitting on the plane on the way to wherever you're going this summer, and behind you there's two people talking about God knows what, either you can think, okay, it's Tam, so they're talking about whatever, or you don't have an excuse, serve Hashem with their words, but they're not talking about anything. Yeah, no, that's because you bought into the reality of Ribu Halavushim. That's the Yetzer Hara. When you recognize that, no, I can serve Hashem, meaning to be Koife Etz Yetzer HaHester Ponim, the Yetzer Hara that wants to say that Hashem isn't found in these things, that these things are all empty and stam. But when I'm Koife Etz Yetzer Hara, then I start to realize, whoa, not just, oh, Hashem is here, that's great. No. Adar Abba. Furthermore, let's take it to the next step. Let's go a level deeper. Is that, no, Hashem, his greatest love is in these places where it's almost impossible to find him. In the Tzimtzumim and the Levushim of Olam Hazeh, this is the main place. This is Hashem's greatest love, is for me to live with him here in this world. Because I start to understand that he created all of this for the purpose of me to serve him and to be with him in this place. So that's one level, is Malokarts Kivodo. The next level is a level that we see in the Sfarim of the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, called Leisas Arponimine, where we have emotions, we have midos, feelings, emotions, And there's also feelings, elyonim, midos elyonos, zahava, hava Hashem, yiras Hashem, but we also have things that we love, things that we're worried about, right? There's hispirus elyonos, there's Hashem being proud of us, but there's also us wanting pride, us being proud of stupid things. So leitzas reponim minei is when a yid starts to work on his emotions, to work on his midos. Where Hashem created a reality and things for a person to love. For a person to experience love. Hashem created many, many things for a person to experience fear, to be nervous about, worried about. The das in this place is called leisas reponim minei. The kvias hayetzer in this place is to take this ahava that we have, the love that we have, let's say, for food, for money, and to take the fear that we have of not being successful. Person, right? Even in ruchnius, person goes into hespodus and immediately experiences fear. It's the immediate. It's the first feeling that we have in hespodus is the fear that. I'm worthless, or this is bodiless, is nothing and worthless. And to take that yira and to have a kfiyas hayetzer there and to say, no, there's no such thing as just this empty fear and worry. This nerve that I'm experiencing right now, there's no such thing that's empty, that's alone, and I'm experiencing that alone. It's impossible because it says, Leisas Arponimine, there is no place void of Hashem, referring to our emotions and our feelings. So a person who's afraid has to have Avodas Hashem there, Kfiyas Hayetzer there. Yeah, this is hard work. This is hard work, but it brings to Menuchas HaNefesh, it brings to Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And then we come to this level of Mimali Kol Almin, Vesoviv Kol Almin. Mimali Kol Almin, Vesoviv Kol Almin, the level of Hashem filling and surrounding the world. Right, the level of the Tzadikim, which this whole thing is based on, is the Avodas HaTzadikim, who are able to understand more and deeper and in a more real and tangible way that the things that seem the furthest from Kedusha are actually filled with the most Kedusha, are actually the greatest level of Kedusha. Namely, Olam Hazeh. The Tzadikim are constantly, constantly serving their Ribono Shel Olam in Olam Hazeh and are never, ever confused for a second to think that there's anything in this world that's lacking elokus, because they live with this light of ihu memale kol almin v'soviv kol almin, like it says about shir hashirim, shir hashirim kodesh, kol hashirim kodesh v'shir hashirim kodesh kadoshim. And we know that Koheles and Mishlei, the other shirim that Rabbi Akiva is referring to, are filled with musar, are filled with lessons in Avodas Hashem, right? Are filled with Shemus Hashem, at least. And you open up Shir HaShirim, and there's no Moser, there's no lessons to be learnt, and there's no Shemus Hashem. But their Dafka is called Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're living with the Ribono Shel Olam in our original way in this world where no one, almost not even ourselves, are able to comprehend that Hashem is there with you in that place. And I'm not necessarily even talking about something disgusting and something that's so far from Kedusha. I'm talking about it's far from Kedusha in a way that it's so incredibly plain and so incredibly regular and normal and nothing that only you can start to see that Hashem is Baruch, not just wants you there, but wants you there biyoser. It's the opposite of the riboy halavushim turns into the riboy avahava, what in Torah Lama Gimel is called the havashe b'das. And yes, it is the level that tzaddikim are living on. Yoimam v'layla, but b'iskashas to Rabbeinu, iskashas to Meshivas Nefesh, when we learn in the Sifrei Tzaddikim, and we're surrounding ourselves with people who believe in this, who are happy, who know that their originality, dafka, is where they'll find their Ribbono Shel Olam biyoser, the most, and then to draw that more into their emotions, and then more into every nekuda tova, because really it starts from soviv kol alma, and it starts from that place of recognizing Hashem Yisbarach in the furthest out place surrounding the world. And then, and only then, are we going to start drawing that into our emotions every second. Because when you live with the Ribbono Shel Olam every second, and there's no end to that, and even if there is an end to that, I know I could do tshuva in 1 second. Tshuva means that the moment where I, or moments, or hours, or days, or years, where I had forgotten the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? The opposite is true. Those moments now become a new levush to live with the Ribbono Shel Olam in, right? So when we accustom ourselves to thinking that way and walking with Hashem in our normal, plain lives that aren't this apparent kedusha of Mishle and Koheles, Divrei Musar, Nesorus, and even Ischazkos, but just plain and original and regular. And there I know is the greatest level of Ahavas Hashem. Then my emotions start to become clean. I start to know that every time I love something, I feel Hashem's love for me. Every time I'm nervous or worried about something, I have Yiras Hashem. I have awareness of Hashem. And every time that I'm sort of proud or upset because no one's proud of me, I know to turn that into Hashem being proud of me for everything that I do. And then I can live even as a simple, very simple person, every Nekuda Tova on days where I just have to be simple and easy about everything. I can't necessarily live with, you know, my brain working and running with this Menuchas HaNefesh and Dveikis and Simcha all day. I don't want to be besimcha all day. Okay, so then just stick to the simplicity of Nekudas Tovos. When you remember, just attach yourself to simple mitzvahs. I keep Shabbos, but it's Wednesday. Dude, it's Wednesday. What are you talking about, Shabbos? Nah, I keep Shabbos. Milo Kalaretz Kavoda. And that way we'll constantly have Kfiyas HaYetzer and Avodas Hashem. We'll never excuse ourselves again, even if we fell to the lowest place. We'll all serve Hashem b'macht chada and be mischazik together. Until next time, in Meshivas Nefesh.